On a Wednesday, this is Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice in for Gemma Gaudette. When we think of people who have made a lasting impact on Idaho, we might automatically go to governors or senators, most of whom have been men in this state, but the contributions of women in Idaho history cannot be overstated in politics, culture, and public policy. And that is why the Idaho State Museum is building a new exhibit focused on trailblazing women in the Gem State's history. First, though, they would like your contributions to the project. Joining us to talk about how you can get involved is Liz Hobson with the Idaho State Museum here in Boise. Liz, how are you?
Good. How are you?
How long have you been doing what you're doing?
I've been with the museum for a year and a half now.
Okay. So, but what motive? I love history. Are you a history nerd?
I am. Yeah? Always have been. Yep.
Yeah. So how do you spend your days? What do you do?
I'm the museum administrator. So
yeah, but what does that mean to a
layperson? Yeah. It's a lot of the day-to-day operations. So I work with all of the program areas. So we have education, visitor services, exhibitions, and collections. Mm-hmm. So I work with all of those teams to just do the best we can for the visitor and provide resources to Idaho.
So we spoke before you swung the doors open to the new museum. Expectations were really, really high.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going over there?
It's going really well.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had such great feedback. We did a visitor survey, and visitors just love what's in there. And so we've done some great programming. We're getting ready to switch out the exhibits now, but we've really been in operation. It's just about exactly 1 year. And so we've been able to look back at the year and see. We've learned a lot, too, but we've gotten to see what the visitors really think, and they've been having a lot of fun.
Do you remember the first time you went to a museum and how old you were? I mean, I'm assuming your parents or a teacher took
you. Yes.
Right?
I grew up in Philadelphia, so there was a lot of field trips going
to
museums.
Great stuff there.
Oh, yeah. But I definitely remember. I was probably maybe 6 or 7 when I remember. I mean, maybe I could have gone earlier, but yeah.
Thousands of Idaho school kids walk through your doors every year.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming they're as wide-eyed as you might have been, or I might have been, right?
Definitely.
It's an experience, and for some, it's a life-changing experience.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, I think we're getting to see that, and I think most of the when you choose to work in the museum field, you probably all had that experience growing up, or you had that one moment where you're like, oh, I want to do this forever. And it's fun because we're seeing students come through and have that moment with history, but also in reading and English and other and science. So there's a lot of different elements and disciplines that we're adding to our workshops and our school programs. So we're just kind of reaching a wider audience. But yeah, we see the kids have that experience every day, and they're leaving, and you know, I saw one little kid singing a song about the exhibits, and it's like something is resonating with them, and something they're walking out the door remembering their experience.
This is a pretty exciting exhibit. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's in sync with an anniversary.
Yes,
right?
Yes. This is to commemorate the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, which will be in 2020. And so we are looking to have this exhibit open in August of 2020. So we have a little time to start gathering up artifacts and really doing a wonderful job on it.
So, let's talk about the artifacts you have. A number of years ago, I was fortunate to go to your warehouse, which indeed is like the final scene in Indiana Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
And as you're going, it truly was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Your artifacts are really impressive.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing that, you know, every piece that's in there tells a different story, means something to someone. And it's, you know, we just had an event the other night where our education team, they were doing some activity with a stereoscope, and our curator of collections said, oh, I have this ViewMaster I can bring out. And so it's just each piece that we have in the collection brings something else. But yeah, it's amazing in there.
But you're also reaching out, right?
Yes.
So
yeah.
Talk to me about how you're going to do that and what's the big ask.
Yeah. Well, there's always gaps in our story. Mm-hmm. So there's always gaps, and there's always finding, you know, people have so much stuff in their houses, so much stuff that's been passed down generation to generation. And there's a lot of items that you might not think bring a kind of significance, but but us in the museum world who can give that interpretation and provide it to researchers and educators.
So can I pause you there?
Yeah.
How would someone know if they have something that they find kitschy, but indeed is historic?
Well, I mean, I guess it's all in the eye. But really, you can call the museum and make an appointment with our collections team. Mm-hmm. And what we do is our collections team goes and researches our own collection. Mm-hmm. We look at what we have. So if you just have a silver tea set and you don't know the story of that tea set, we might already have 20 tea sets, and that's not really going to bring much to it. But if you know that there was an important meeting that happened with that tea set, or, you know, if they were having a discussion, or it was brought over, you know, on the Oregon Trail, and there's just something more to it, then we can go back and we can say, all right, we might have 10 tea sets, but we don't have any that came across, you know, on the Oregon Trail, or I'm using an example here. So it's kind of based on where it fits in our story of Idaho.
Do you have a wish list?
You know, we have a lot of items that we're always looking for. And so just women who – we're looking for women for items that that might not just be from the past, so maybe current women today, and women who broke new ground working at the Idaho National Laboratory, for example, or who broke new ground working in mining or timber. So just these examples of women that you might not, like you had mentioned, it's not a governor or it's not a legislator, but it's something that women in the workplace, and it's something that represents where women have come from, because it's all – we're all kind of standing on each other's shoulders. So we want to just make sure we're getting the story of everybody who came before.
Do you have somewhere on a whiteboard or some kind of model of what your exhibit might look like?
We're starting. We definitely have a really good sense. What we've done as an exhibits team and with the museum staff, we've kind of put together a list of who we think are trailblazing women. But then again, we're not the experts. We don't know everything. So we actually put together an external advisory team for women around the state to kind of come together and make sure that we're representing all of these stories and making sure that we've reached out to all of the networks so we can tell all that. And not only just the women, but the allies that have helped women get to where they are today.
It's interesting, and I hadn't thought about this for years until our conversation just now. I bought a home here in Boise several years ago and had a local historian do the history on the home. And what I learned was is that I was the first man to ever be the owner of that home.
Oh.
It had always been owned by a woman or her daughters, and including a woman who ran what is now the Rose Ballroom, which was a big dance hall. But You lift up, I mean, the cliche is you lift up the rock, but you lift up a piece of paper, you lift up a tea set, you look underneath something, and there's a story there.
Exactly.
And let's face it, women's stories are, there's too many that are untold.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, and you might not think, and that's what I love about our museum too, is that we tell the big stories. We tell the stories that are, you know, well known in Idaho and across the nation, because everything in Idaho kind of contributed to where we are as a country. But we also tell the stories of what it's like to be an everyday Idahoan. And I think that's what people might not think their item is significant. They might just think, oh, that's just, you know, my grandmother's whatever. But there's a story, and it does contribute to this fabric of who we are as a state, too. So and that's how historians definitely look at things.
Okay. I know this is an incredibly unfair question, but those are my favorite. Who's your favorite woman in Idaho history?
You know, I'm still learning a lot of Idaho history.
Yeah.
And there are many, many stories. I love the story of Emma Edwards Green, creator of the state seal. So being the only one, I like things that are the only one. So we can claim that we have the only state seal designed by a woman. And so that's really, that's exciting to say.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How are you getting the word out? How are you getting an opportunity to ask people?
Yeah.
To look in their closets.
We're getting the word out, doing things like this. Mm-hmm. We have some social media posts that are going out, but really sharing it with our visitors and really using our networks too. So this advisory team kind of setting the word out, because some of these women that we want to feature in this exhibit, you know, they're, like I said, they're not from the past. They might be your next door neighbor. So that means they still have items that they have. So just getting the word out that way as well. So, but people are more than welcome to reach out to the museum, get in touch with our collections team, and make an appointment to bring some items in, and they take a look at them. And then we actually have a collections committee that kind of looks at them and says, is this going to be good for our collection, or is it going to be good for the exhibit? Or if not, we usually refer them to another organization.
And what is your target date?
Good question.
Would you like to hear from people by the end of the year? Or?
Early spring.
Early spring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the exhibit might open when?
It's going to open August 20th.
Okay.
So that gives us time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
We're in a city where all of our parks are named by women,
exactly.
Some famous, some mm-hmm. I'd be curious to know a little bit more about.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 stories. Who am I kidding?
Exactly.
Wow.
I know.
And this committee sounds like pretty cool. I mean, so these are colleagues of yours?
Colleagues, they're in all different fields. So
yep.
Politics, the arts, academics. So we kind of gathered everybody up and we're getting them all together virtually via email at first, because that's going to be the easiest, and kind mm-hmm. of just sharing our goals with this exhibit and our vision, and then letting them weigh in. And here's our list of who we think, and here's, you know, we want to feature as many women as we possibly can, but we also want to make sure that we have accurate information on them, photos from our state archives or items from our collection.
Wonderful. She is Liz Hobson of the Idaho State Museum. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Thank
and
you.
Boy, we want to touch base with you.
Definitely.
We're looking forward to that exhibit next summer. Up next, a look at an upcoming Mountain Film Festival. I'm George Prentice. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio.